Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day, this hump day, this Wednesday, December 20th, 5 days before Christmas. I've got to ask the question, how much of your Christmas shopping have you gotten done? I am pretty sure I did a delivery on one of the apps that was someone's Christmas shopping. It was one where I had to go and do all the shopping and then bring it to them. I'm pretty sure I just did someone's Christmas shopping a few days ago. So that's one way to do it. How much do you have done? I'm going to keep asking you that all week, so hopefully some people will chime in on the text board. How much of their Christmas shopping do you have done? 803-0930, star 930. It was an interesting topic that we brought up on Monday when talking about the Chick-fil-A thing, talking about just the lack of anything appealing on the thruway, but really about the lack of a welcome center. You know, now, again, I'm talking about just one specific entrance to New York, but there are many where there's no welcome center. And you look at the other state line, right? You look across the way, and there's a welcome center. That's the case at the Pennsylvania state line on the 90. There's a big, beautiful welcome center on one side and a sign saying, "We will bill you. Go 5 miles an hour slower, and the next service area is 50 miles away." What are ways we could fix that? 803-0930, star 930. And what would be in a New York State welcome center? We can have fun with it. We can be serious. We can have a little bit of both. 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be at the entrance. Like I said, I think the overpass, I think they all need to be touched up. Right? There's paint chips falling. It looks rusted. Maybe they could clean it up like they did on Cleveland, right? On Cleveland Drive over the 90, they put that new overpass in. It looks nice. Why can't we do that with all the overpass? Why can't we replace one at a time? Because I know New York State doesn't have any money. Why can't we one at a time replace these over? Again, I think there's something to be said about welcoming people from out of state, looking appealing, driving at the very least, trying to have, you know, something to welcome people. I don't know. I think driving into New York State right now is gloomy. I really do. Like, that's the best I can put it. It is a gloomy drive into New York State. And you really, if you're on the 90, you don't really get anything until Fredonia. It's just nothing. I mean, really, it's nothing. The perfect spot for there to be a rest area is at the state line. I think it's a missed opportunity by New York State. 803-0930, star 930. Polly is in the Falls. Polly, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, the easy pass. But I would say any welcome sign for New York should probably have a sign out front saying flee. Flee New York while you can before they nickel and dime you and take all your money. It's New York and California are probably the two biggest states where they, you know, well, New York probably is number one in finding ways to racketeer. And I'm not sure what RICO racketeering is, but Easy Pass definitely is a racket because I had like about $7 worth. I don't have Easy Pass. So I had about $7 worth of toll fines that turned into $400 or $800. So when I called about it, saying it's outrageous, it's one thing to double, you know, like a speeding ticket or something, you don't pay it, it gets doubled. But to turn $7 into $400 or $800, you know, it's crazy. So when I called and complained, they said, "Oh, well, as a courtesy, we'll drop it." And I said, "Who do we complain to about this? Like the attorney general? Like, this is not right." And the woman at Easy Pass told me that it's owned by all the Easy Passes in the nation are owned by a foreign corporation. So I'm not sure on that, but that's what she told me.
But
I
I will say this, Polly, because Easy Pass is in other states. I have not had the problems with Easy Pass in any other state than I've had in this state with having an Easy Pass but still getting a bill, being double billed, saying I didn't have an Easy Pass and charging my license and putting the fee on it. That has happened in zero other states. It has happened multiple times since we've gone to cashless tolling here in New York. And you're right, Polly, it's ridiculous. And it has happened to me now three times that I've gotten a bill for $400, $500, and $800 claiming I didn't have an Easy Pass when I did have an Easy Pass that was loaded with about $30 on it.
Well, okay, from what I hear, too, if you have Easy, so I said, okay, I want 25, they say you can get $25 at a time for Easy Pass. I said, okay, I want to get that then without the tracker or tying to my bank account, because like what you just said. And they said, well, you can do that, but you have to pay then $50 to get $25 worth. I'm like,
that's
what?
Ridiculous.
It's really white-collar crime of a sort. So I was told to appeal this time. I got it again because my mission was going to be living in the falls, avoiding the Grand Island Bridge, which is really convenient because you can get through Grand Island in 7 minutes. It's 65 miles an hour on the 190. From one end to the other, 7 minutes. But I'm like, my mission in life is going to be to avoid any Easy Pass. But you really can't if you drive around because you don't even know sometimes. Because it's, virtual. But I have two friends that were owed over $1,000. They were told the same thing. We'll waive it if you agree to get Easy Pass. So I think they want that you both tied to your bank account. They make a mistake. They can take their time paying you back.
Yeah,
you got to prove they made a mistake.
And they want Easy Pass, but their readers don't even work when you do have Easy Pass, Polly. I appreciate the call, Polly in the Falls. That has happened. Now, it has not happened in my current car, but it did happen when I had my Honda Civic. I'm not saying it's the Civic's fault. I'm just saying this was a few years ago when they first put in these cashless tolls. And I had an Easy Pass. And if you have an Easy Pass, you know, when you get to like $10, they reload $25 on there, right? So you will not go under $10 in New York State on Easy Pass. So I was traveling and, you know, I just assume, okay, there's my Easy Pass that it got charged. And I was getting bills in the mail and one got up to $400, the other got up to $800. And New York State, like Polly said, they waived one, but they gave me a problem with the other one. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. Not only do I have the Easy Pass, but my Easy Pass is linked up to my license plate. So if you got my license plate, shouldn't something in your database tell you, oh, this person has an Easy Pass, let's just charge the Easy Pass? I'm sure that technology is there. I find it hard to believe it's not. We have AI all over the place, but we can't differentiate between the Easy Pass and the license plate that is registered to the Easy Pass. And I was charged, like I said, $400 and $800. I've since resolved those issues. But how about the people that didn't? Or just ignore it and say, it's too much of a hassle, and I'll pay the $50 here, the $60 there. I mean, like I said, this has happened in zero other states. All right? I go through two tolls in West Virginia 4 or 5 times a year when we go to Virginia Tech games. I have not had one problem there. We took the Easy Pass express lanes in D.C. the Friday after Thanksgiving. I had no issues there. DC, I have not gotten a bill from D.C. telling me that they did not read my Easy Pass correctly. Seems to only be a New York State problem. And again, you want to talk about welcoming. That's what this whole topic's about, welcoming. That's not very welcoming when the big sign says, we will bill you, and then you get home from your New York State trip, whatever it was you were doing, and that $3 toll is now $50. Not very welcoming. I wouldn't really want to go back to New York State if that happened to me numerous times. Now, someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board says this, and this is interesting. Now, I've driven through Indiana. This person says, I was towing a car with a U-Haul trailer this summer. It cost me $54 each way to cross Indiana. Now, Indiana, if I remember, and tell me if I'm wrong, Indiana's the one where there's a lot of tolls, right? Like, it's tolled by, tell me if I'm wrong, it's tolled by section of road, right? So you're going through, you know, this much to get from here to here. I might be thinking of the wrong state, but I think that's Indiana. But $54, now that's steep. That's steep as well. If I remember correctly, Indiana has nice roads, but I don't know, unless I'm driving on gold, I don't know what can justify paying $50 for tolls. But, you know, if you go from the state line to Syracuse, you're paying, I think, around $20. If you go from Buffalo to Albany, you're paying around $25-$30 to take the thruway. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, in D.C., you only need to pay a toll if you want to take the express lanes on the Beltway. And, by the way, the Friday after Thanksgiving, the expressway is a way to go. I will pay the $10. 803-0930, star 930. Alexander is in Buffalo. Alexander, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that we're having this debate about the welcome centers, because I'm originally from the Hudson Valley. I moved to Western New York last year. And there's areas where New York does welcome centers great, and there's ones that are really loud. So the I used to live before, so I've lived in several parts of New York, and I used to live in the southern tier, and I'd go through Pennsylvania to get to New York City, and there's a welcome center south of Binghamton on 81 that's really nice, and then you have, like, really lousy ones that just don't exist. Like, there's one in Connecticut on 84, but there's not one heading into New York. Same thing on the New York-Pennsylvania border. It's like, how are we, like, promoting tourism when we don't have welcome centers? Like, welcome centers, like, New York's promoting the whole Taste of New York thing. We had the whole controversy with the road signs, with the tourism signs during the Cuomo administration, and yet we're not doing anything about making the roadway experience more pleasant.
Yep.
It's like we have, like, the most miserable state highways in the country. Like, we can definitely do better.
Absolutely correct. And you know, you're right. They have the Welcome Center on Grand Island, which I never made any sense to me, Alexander. It never made sense. But, you know, when you're driving in, you mentioned Connecticut. When you're driving in Pennsylvania, you look at Pennsylvania, they've got this beautiful Welcome Center, a nice place to take a rest. And by the way, the closest exit with a bathroom in Pennsylvania is a lot closer to the state line than the closest exit with a bathroom in New York State. But yet New York State has nothing when you enter the state. I think it's a bad look. And you're right. We talk about I love New York. That's been the slogan since I was a kid. But we really don't put it into, we don't really invest the money into making it a welcoming experience when driving to the state.
Yeah, and it's the same thing in a lot of other facets of travel. I remember as a kid, we had airline service from Buffalo to Albany, Buffalo to, I think briefly, Buffalo, Westchester County, Buffalo to Long Island. This was very brief. But it's the same thing with Upstate Rail. There's only four trains a day between Buffalo and New York City. And airfares between Buffalo and New York City are ridiculously high. Like, if I were to fly down to New York City mid-January, I'd probably be paying over $400 round trip. So it's like we want people to visit New York, and then we make it ridiculously hard for them to come and visit.
Yeah. And
so we need to improve the infrastructure that allows people to actually come here. It's like, New York, like Buffalo was in the 60s, like one of the top 20 largest states in the, one of the top 20 largest cities in the country. And this is going into the 1960s, even down to Metairie as a top 10 largest city, and yet had probably lackluster air and rail service even for its time. And this was, again, 50 years ago. So it seems to be a common theme. Like, we're here, but it's hard to get around.
Yeah. No, Alexander, all great points. The train point's another excellent point. You think there'd be more routes to get to other places in the state, but they take that away. So once you're in the state, it's even difficult to get from place to place. Really appreciate the call, Alexander, in Buffalo. Some really great insight in pointing out some of those other places throughout the state. Yeah, I mean, the Welcome Center on Grand Island. Really? Explain that one to me. There's the New York State for Western New York. So I'm on the website of Welcome Centers. Yes, it exists. The Western New York Welcome Center is on Grand Island. I mean, I think you'd benefit a lot more from having the Welcome Center at the Pennsylvania line. And again, it's all about, you're going to charge me $18 to get to Syracuse. Could we at least make this, could we at least make it seem like you want me in the state? Can we at least make it somewhat welcoming? You know, you've got my $3 Easy Pass that you're now charging me $50 for. I'm crossing the state line. I have to go to the bathroom, and there's nowhere to go. It's Alexander put it very well. It is miserable to travel through the state of New York. And I love to travel. I love driving. There are places in New York I absolutely love going to. But it is not only miserable to drive through New York State, it is just absolutely depressing. I mean, there are just some places that it is so gloomy. You've got, you know, the bumpy road that you're paying to drive on. You've got paint chips falling off the bridges. You've got exits to where you get to the stop sign. There's a huge dip, and it's been there for 10 years. It's, I mean, there was a section of the thruway that wasn't paved for years. I mean, you had to slow down to 45 miles an hour because you thought that a tire was going to fall off. But hey, I heart New York. Come to New York State. Alexander also mentioned something about the trains, and I think that's a really good point as well. You know, looking into, okay, flying to New York City, flying to Albany, flying to Albany, I don't even think that's a thing from Buffalo. You can't get a direct flight to Albany. But flying to New York City, it can get overly expensive. But, you know, Amtrak, the few that they offer, are also quite pricey. Like, it is pricey to take a train. I think a lot more people would take it if it was a little more affordable and if we ran some more routes around the state. But that's just me. You know how I feel. 803-0930, star 930. It gets you on the show. We're talking several things. So this all came up because of the Chick-fil-A fiasco. Now New York State trying to flex their muscles and say, hey, Chick-fil-A, you're on our thruway. You have to open Sunday. Again, you signed the deal. You knew they were closed on Sunday. If you didn't want a place that's closed on Sunday, you should never have signed Chick-fil-A to the deal. So I think it's wrong of New York State to try to get government to force a corporation to be open. And when we're talking a fast food corporation, you're going to say that to Chick-fil-A, but you're not going to ask other places to be open through midnight. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. So that's how this all came up. We were talking about the travel spots. And have you been to one of these new travel spots? They shrunk in size. They're smaller than the ones they tore down. And then we brought up the lack of a welcome center at the Pennsylvania line. Your thoughts on what would make New York State more welcoming? Because it's a gloomy drive through New York State. 803-0930, star 930. And if you were to put a welcome center at the Pennsylvania state line, what would be in that welcome center? We can have some fun with it. We can be serious with it. 803-0930, star 930. And does Grand Island really need a welcome center? This is the welcome center segment. Grand Island has a welcome center. Explain that one to me. 803-0930, star 930, back after this. Well, maybe Taylor Swift can put together a Welcome to New York campaign. Welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are talking all about just the gloomy welcome to New York. I mean, it really is. When you drive into New York State, it's gloomy. And then you've got these new, at some places. Now, I've not been to the Clarence one since they've redone it. I've been to one outside of Syracuse that has a Shake Shack. These things are tiny. I mean, they tore down these what I thought, I'll give New York State credit, what I thought were nice rest stops. I mean, what are we talking about here, a rest stop? Were nice rest stops They tore these down to build these tiny things, smaller bathrooms, smaller space. I don't know. I mean, they're supposed to look modern. Again, I'm glad they brought on Shake Shack. That's nice. We don't have any Shake Shacks here. But I don't know. It seems like a look backwards. And while talking about this, the lack of a welcome center at different entries to New York State, I think just adds to the gloomy drive through New York State. The uneven road in some parts of the 90. The bridges that desperately need, at the very least, a new paint job. I will say, compare it to Ohio. You drive through Ohio, those bridges, they have the town name. It looks very inviting. Right? I'm in Ohio. I can't U-turn, but I'm in Ohio. I don't know. I thought it was something to bring up and something to point to. And then you do look at where we have a welcome center, and it's in Grand Island. That's the Western New York Welcome Center. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. So I'm trying to think... on the board, Joe, there is a welcome center at the PA New York line. It's the Love's Truck Stop. It has a Hardee's restaurant. You're right. There is the Love's Truck Stop in Pennsylvania. There is. It's the closest Hardee's to Buffalo. Don't tell my dad. He'll be in the car tonight trying to get dinner at Hardee's. But you're right. That is the closest thing to a welcome center. I just think New York State, it just, when you compare the two, and you're there at the state line, and you see one side of the highway nicely paved with a welcome center that says welcome to Pennsylvania, and the other side of the road with no welcome center, it goes down 5 miles an hour, and it says we will bill you, what state would you rather go to? Right? What state would you like to go to? The one that is charging you to go slower on not as nice a road, or the one on the other side where there's no toll, you can go 70 miles an hour, and there's a beautiful welcome center? I think it's an easy choice. So I appreciate that. 803-0930, star 930. We'll continue to take your calls if you want to comment on this, but I'd like to get to something else this afternoon, and it's continuing with fast food. I mean, maybe this is the reason that I've been putting so much weight on. I talk about it, and then I go home and want to have fast food, but have you been to a Chipotle lately? Now, I have to admit, I love Chipotle, okay? I'm not going to lie. I love Chipotle. Even with some of the issues they had about a decade ago, they got me. They gave me a coupon for a free bowl, and I was back. But it has been revealed, and this is according to the New York Post, and you know, if you listen to Joe Beamer, I love looking at the New York Post for topics. This is according to the New York Post. Chipotle called out by fans over shrinking portion sizes. Experts are warning the chain not to ignore them. Now, I want to start off right here and say, yes, most of us, including myself, should probably have smaller portions, okay? If we're talking health, yes, we probably should eat less. I will raise my hand. I had a delicious dinner last night. I didn't need to go up for seconds, and I did. Shame on me. But when we're talking about something that we're paying for, paying the same, but getting less. And that is what Chipotle is being accused of. Now, I have to say on the record, and I learned this from Brian Mazurowski, you get more food if you wait in line than if you order online. Now, I have not put Brian's method to test, mostly because I order online and wait 30 minutes because I don't want to have to put up with standing in line. But maybe Brian has a point. I will also say, I live in the middle of two Chipotles. There are two Chipotles that are both the same amount of driving distance from me, okay? There's a reason we go to one over the other, and it's because they give you more, and it seems they always have stuff in stock. The other Chipotle, which has been around longer, seems to always be out of something, okay? Seems to be another consistency with some companies these days. However, I could tell you that when I started having Chipotle in 2015 to now, I would argue that this article is right. Now, maybe I'm just saying that because I read it and go, oh yeah, that's right. But I would say this article is probably fair, that portion sizes are shrinking. People are getting less in their bowls, less in their burritos, less in their bag of chips. But you're still paying the same amount of money, if not more. Let's just say Chipotle's not a cheap date. My wife and I love Chipotle, right? I think we might go once a month. It's a little too expensive to do more than that. We probably go once a month, and it's, you know, a nice Friday or Saturday night meal after putting our son to sleep, ordering Chipotle with a nice glass of wine. However, it's not cheap. That's the point. And I think that's why people read this and go, you're taking away from our portion sizes, but still charging us, you know, the same. It's a lot of money. Now, this all started when TikTok comedian Ryan Lynch, I have no idea who he is, he went viral for posting a video poking fun at Chipotle's sloppy sizing. Quote, I want to talk to you about portion control at your restaurants, which is causing people to be very frustrated. And I think we can fix it with one simple change. Lynch went on to explain how Chipotle employees dish out food using serving spoons, which he insists do not allow for a consistent serving. So this is where the issue was exposed. And I think it is consistent amongst other things in today's economy. And again, we're not talking from a health perspective, because from a health perspective, we could probably all lessen our portions, okay? But from a financial perspective, when you're paying the same, if not more, and getting less, Chipotle is not the only one guilty of this. So I want to point out, 803-0930, star 930, where do you notice you are getting less for the same, if not more, in 2023? And have you actually gone and called out the product? It doesn't have to be food, by the way. We could talk about paying more and getting less at the grocery store, right? I mean, there are certain products, we've talked about this, where, you know, you're getting less chips than you used to for more money. Stuff like that. It doesn't just have to be fast food. 803-0930, star 930. Where are you paying more but getting less? And this all starting with Chipotle being accused of shrinking sizes in their burrito bowls. Now, it's not just Chipotle. It's also McDonald's. And there used to be a rumor that McDonald's owns Chipotle. That is not true, by the way, just so everyone knows. McDonald's does not own Chipotle. They used to be a majority stock stake holder, but they are no longer that anymore. So just to put that out there, it's kind of like the rumor that Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same thing. That's not true. Just throwing that out there. But McDonald's is being accused of its Filet-O-Fish shrinking in size. This is from just a few days ago, also in the Post. Sure, spiked inflation costs, rent and other basic needs are troubling, but fast foodies have bigger fish to fry. Fishing for the truth about suspected edits to the widely beloved Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Whistleblowing McDonald's lunchers have virally taken to TikTok. Everything's on TikTok now. Claiming the renowned restaurant's been serving shrimpy-sized fish patties at jacked-up prices. I have to say right now, I don't think I've ever had a fillet of fish. So I can't comment if Filet-O-Fish is smaller. However, it is a theme, right? Chipotle is being accused of smaller sizes, and McDonald's is being accused of smaller sizes with their Filet-O-Fish. Where are you noticing that you are getting less for more? 803-0930-*930 is the number to get on. You know, my parents used to talk about when we had a Krispy Kreme. When they were kids down in the state of Virginia, the Krispy Kreme donuts were bigger and a lot cheaper. Now they're a lot more and smaller. Remember Krispy Kreme? Used to be right down the street. That's another thing they took out of most of New York State except for New York City. Now you have to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got a Welcome Center in Erie. Right outside of Erie, and you've got a Krispy Kreme right in Erie, Pennsylvania, and a water park. What a great city. Maybe I should go move to Erie, Pennsylvania. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the show. I think it's an interesting topic, and I'd like to know what you have to say. Let's go to Christine in West Seneca to kick things off. Christine, where are you paying more for less?
My hotel rooms. Any traveler is going to tell you that pre-COVID, the hotel rooms were, the rates were what they were, but you got coffee in the room, you got room service, fresh towels every day. Now they stopped all of those amenities during COVID, and post-COVID now we're traveling again. Hotel rooms have gone up, but yet you're not getting the coffee in the room, you're not getting room service, fresh towels, unless you specifically ask for those.
Yes, yeah, so you have to go out of your way to kind of replace the things if you're staying more than one night.
Yep.
And, Christine, I will also say the continental breakfast has gotten worse.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. That's if you get it. That's if you get it anymore.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing beats when you go to a hotel and you see what used to be the former continental breakfast bar and there's just nothing there. It's like, wow, they cut out the free bagel I used to get. Hey, Christine, appreciate the call. Hotels, I would definitely agree. There are sometimes you'll go to a hotel, right? And we're talking a regular-sized hotel room with two beds, TV, everything, and there's one towel. It's not even that you used it. You have to go and ask for more towels. 2 years ago, we're going to the beach, and, you know, the whole family's going. Me, my wife, my sister, her husband, their kid. They only had one at the time, and my parents. And we get a hotel room halfway down, and my parents, there were no sheets on their... They had one of the pull-out beds on the couch. No sheets. I think they ended up using, and I'm not making this up, like they had curtains at the desk that they could use as bed sheets. It was something absolutely ridiculous. But they didn't even have enough supply for the beds they had in the hotel room. And again, it used to be, as Christine was saying, you would walk into the room, the beds would have sheets, even the pull-out bed on the couch would have sheets. Now it's everything's behind the desk, you're not getting the service, and I've definitely been to the hotel that had the breakfast bar, but the next morning there's no free continental breakfast. And I'm telling you, if I'm paying over $100 for, you know, a simple hotel, I want the free breakfast. It doesn't have to be Hampton Inn, where they give you the biscuits and gravy, and there's always a nice hot meal. A continental breakfast doesn't have to be a hot meal. You give me a toaster, a bagel. I'm not even asking for the waffles. I like the waffles. But you give me a thing of bagels, toaster, some coffee, as Christine said. I'm good, all right? I got breakfast. You saved me. Have another stop on my trip. 803-0930, *930. Where are you paying more, and getting less? Someone said I should reverse the question and say, where are you getting the same amount of product for the increase? I don't think we'd have the phones ringing like they are now, Texter. 803-0930, *930. Sarah in Tonawanda just experienced smaller portions. Sarah, thanks for calling in.
Our Christmas shopping. So he wanted to get something needed. So we went to McDonald's and we ordered a Filet-O-Fish meal. So we go up to the window and we get our food and he goes, the French fries were half filled. The small was in a large box. I says, you know what? I'm going back around. So I went back around and I told them and they gave me another large fry and we went. But it was like a small fry was in a large container. It was like, I couldn't believe it. And then the fish was small. It was much smaller than it used to be.
Wow. So you saw it with your own eyes. They're shorting you on fries. Again, when you come back.
An hour ago. Yes.
Yeah. So they're wasting all your time. And you could say 100% this is true about the fish patty.
I hit the button. I apologize. What was that?
You can say 100. You can say based on other experiences, the fish patty is definitely getting smaller. All right. Sarah and Tonawanda, she just experienced it as we were talking about it. And I have noticed, again, I really should be eating less fast food. I realize that. But I have noticed, you know, it used to be, back in the day, when I hate to keep on going back to when Joe Beamer was in college, but back when I was in college, if you know, and I didn't usually get a large fry because I was sticking to that dollar menu. But if you got a large fry, you had fries, you had a bed of fries on the bottom of the bag. And now it barely fills the container. I think we've all experienced that. 803-0930, star 930. I don't want to short anyone on their call. So we're going to get to news with Tom Puckett, and we'll be right back. According to the New York Post and someone on TikTok, I never thought I'd set up a topic like that. So according to the New York Post, Chipotle... people have noticed that Chipotle has shrinking sizes while the rates stay the same or go up. Same with the Filet-O-Fish, and we just had Sarah call in and confirm that with her experience. Where are you noticing that you are getting less for more? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly on this hump day. Great to be with you on News Radio 930 WBEN.